Well, as we've been mentioning, the ink barely dry on the government's clean energy bills, and now the Greens are renewing their push for 100% renewable energy, like wind and solar, as soon as possible. Greens leader Bob Brown is in our Parliament House studio. Bob Brown, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Senator, before we get to climate issues, can I just begin with Afghanistan? 14 Australian soldiers now been shot over the past 5 months by the Australian soldiers they're there to mentor. Most recently, 3 soldiers in Oruzgan province this week. Do you think this is likely to change public support for Australia's commitment to Afghanistan?
Yes, you mean by the Afghani soldiers, they're there to mentor. It is changing public opinion. We've seen the Morgan poll show a 32% increase in people against maintaining or keeping our troops in Afghanistan since May. And the feedback I'm getting in the street and elsewhere is that people are now galvanised by the rising toll of our courageous troops in Afghanistan, and they can't see the point in keeping them there for another 3 years. They know that Canada and the Netherlands have withdrawn similar or bigger forces recently from Afghanistan, and they want our troops brought home.
You renewed your call for the troops to pull out. Premature withdrawal would mean, in the eyes of some, I think, particularly perhaps in the eyes of some of the troops there, that the 32 Australian soldiers killed in Afghanistan may have died in vain. You know, they want to get the job done. That seems to be the comment that comes from the troops when we hear from them.
Well, belated withdrawal is the problem. The Netherlands went last year. Canada has gone this year. The United States has got a pretty clear policy of being gone by 2014, but it's withdrawing.
So we've got a clear policy too.
But the United States is currently withdrawing 30,000 troops, but Australia is not withdrawing at all. And we don't have a clear policy of 2014. There is talk of troops staying on and in dangerous circumstances till 2020. What we need from the government is a defined program for the withdrawal of our troops so that everybody, including the troops themselves and their families, know what the program is. Surely the government can be more defined about this. Surely we as parliamentarians have a responsibility on our shoulders to be debating this more frequently than following a ministerial statement at the end of each year as we've got now.
Okay.
This is a huge, Fran, it's a very, very serious matter for the Australian troops. We're all proud of them. We know they're there in the service of this country, but we have a huge responsibility on our collective political shoulders to review that commitment because, frankly, we are not going to achieve a situation in Afghanistan parallel to the democratic system we have in Australia within 3 years, or possibly much change at all on what we see in 2011.
So in your view, it could have all been a bit of a waste. Can I ask you about another issue now? One Green Senator, Larissa Waters, said yesterday that Australia could have 100% renewable energy within a decade if only it has the political will to get there. Now, Queensland Treasurer Andrew Fraser is quoted today saying that's delusional. What do you think? Is it possible, 100% renewable energy within a decade?
Yeah, well, look, the Australian's been asking Greens all around the building about this, and Larissa's simply stating what is possible if we were really to want to ward off dangerous climate change. We've just got today the International Energy Agency saying that on current trajectory, the world's going to lose the opportunity to ward off dangerous climate change by 2017. The door will be shut. We will be into dangerous climate change with cataclysmic weather events and impacts on humanity there through. We really need to be taking this seriously. The Greens do. We've got with the Gillard government, this quite remarkable package through the Parliament, appropriate to Australia. But of course, we can't rest on our laurels, and we'll be looking at how we can improve on that in the future. And one of the first things, of course, will be at the Durban conference where Christine Milne and Greg Combe and others will be next month. Australia will be able to show the rest of the world that you can take action. It can be in the interest of the nation. It does mean polluters pay. It does mean householders don't have to be worse off. They won't be here. And it does mean that you can invest a lot more in renewable energy because the wealth, the health, the jobs, the security of our children and grandchildren is very directly on the line here.
Talking of the Durban conference, Greg Combe has made it pretty clear. In fact, he says we don't expect there will be a new global agreement emerging from the Durban conference. Is it going to be a letdown?
Well, no, because the expectation hasn't been there for that. But we are in a very good position now to be taking a world lead towards a new global arrangement and to getting other countries on board. You know, we're not the world leaders here. The UK has much more optimistic targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions by the middle of the coming decade, and that's a Conservative government. And one would hope that Tony Abbott, who's been so negative about this, will be talking to David Cameron, the UK Prime Minister, and the other members of the Cabinet there who've taken the UK so far ahead of Australia even in targets, along with other European countries, because the world has to act on this or we do so with great detriment to those, or as Sir Nicholas Stern said, a 5 to 20% loss of the wealth of the next generation if we don't take appropriate action now.
Senator Brown, we're not the world leaders on this, but we do have one of the most expensive carbon prices, or we will have when it comes in on the 1st of July. Business remains deeply anxious about the starting price, $23 a tonne, rising to $29 a tonne within 3 years, while the price in Europe at the moment has crashed to somewhere between $9 and $13 a tonne, which means Australian businesses will be paying double the global carbon price. That's an unfair pressure on our businesses at this moment, isn't it? Can't we build in some flexibility into this?
Well, as James Cameron, the UK expert off the British Business Council, was saying on ABC TV 2 nights ago, this is a good arrangement that Australia has come up with. The UK price,
how can it be a good arrangement?
The European price has been fluctuating greatly. We have a prospective price which is going to be higher than where Europe is at the moment, but Europe could quite easily be at the same level within a year or two. And the package that has been designed here in Australia will lead into a trading scheme at what was predicted to be about the world level, and it will help in itself raise levels for the trading schemes elsewhere in the world, remembering that California, amongst others, will be joining in trading by the time we get there.
Just a couple of quick questions. On the carbon tax again, do you accept that if the Coalition wins the next election, it will have a mandate to tear up this tax?
No, it's going to have to face the equal and opposite mandate from, for example, the Greens. We've made it very clear that Tony Abbott, who wants to bring forward even more rapidly the age of dangerous climate change, which is unchangeable, which the International Energy Agency, this is not a politician like myself or Tony Abbott speaking, this is the world experts in a report overnight saying that on current trajectory, by 2017, the door will be shut to the world being able to take the effective action needed to prevent the atmosphere heating by 2 degrees and the world moving into a change of irreversible climate change.
Okay.
Now, Tony Abbott doesn't believe in that. He doesn't want to take any action, but he's going to be a very expensive impost on the Australian people and the economy. And one of the things that business doesn't like at the moment is his promise to change things down the line. Well, the Greens will be very steady, responsible, economically responsible included about this, and we will be holding our ground and defending this very good package in any future parliament.
And Bob Brown, can I get a quick response to you on the news that John Hardigan will resign as chairman and CEO of News Limited? You've described News Limited papers as the hate media. Do you expect any change to the coverage?
Well, we'll wait and see. And, you know, I sent Mr. Hardigan a card just the other day saying, let's have a cup of tea. I wish him well in the future.
Bob Brown, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Frank.
Greens leader, Senator Bob Brown. You're listening to ABC Radio National Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to 8.